Got it. I'm sorry, I forget to do that, Abby. I got too much other stuff, and it's good stuff on my mind. Ain't God good?
Amen.
I would like to share just a few verses of scripture. I don't know what the Lord do with it. Had this on my mind for several days. In Romans chapter 13, Paul is sharing with them that sometimes we need to just come under subjection to some things. In Romans chapter 13, begin with verse 7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Amen.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in riding and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I've just got one thing to say. Enough said. Enough said. Turn it over to Brother Paul. If nobody has a testimony or anything that they need to do for the Lord, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Paul.
Good writing, good service. Praise the Lord. A lot in this old book right here I was reading this morning, I believe it was. He said it's time, the time that we wake up. And most of the people, when they wake up, it's daylight. There's coming daylight. Thank you, brother. And I got thinking about that light today. And I was reading this morning. He said that that's dark or that that's not like God, he said reprove. And he said that in reproving that, you're shining the light on it. You're making it known. And if we ever in a day we need to stand for Jesus and reprove what ain't right, wake up to the things of God, the things of righteousness, cast off the deeds of evil. Matter of fact, Hebrews said, laying aside the sin, sin that so easily besets us, let us run the race with patience. But praise the Lord tonight. Good scripture, Brother Gene, and a lot in that. And we'll follow the Lord and His way and His word. It'll make a big difference in our lives. And we want to share some scripture with you tonight, been on our heart. And you pray for us tonight. And we want to in the Gospel of Matthew tonight, in the 4th chapter. And I read that this morning, I believe it was, about the deeds of the evil and things that's bad. And he said, reprove it. Bring it to light. And he also goes on to say this. He said that anything that reproveth or anything that reveals something to somebody, it is light. What he means is if you say something or you know that maybe somebody, you know, just in conversation, wholesome, godly conversation. I mean, you don't have to, you don't kick the door down and introduce Jesus to people, but you might just tell them that the Lord loves them. I mean, you know, just like that boy fighting in the parking lot got thrown into the door, and Lou said, "The Lord loves you," and seen him later on, and that reproved him, that convicted him, that started working on him, and he got saved. But I got to thinking today, and you know, looking at, you know, I say this a lot, but the Bible said, "Without a vision, we perish." Like Gene started church with altar prayer tonight. I mean, boy, that's good. I mean, to pray and come together and pray and get our mind on God, being prayer meeting night. And you know, as we look at things, and we you know, if it ain't working, you need to change. I mean, if you're not going forward with it, if it's not productive, I just stop and say, well, what's the problem? What do we need to do? But anyways, here, and I want to show you maybe what on our heart tonight, and you know, and get this on your mind as I read these scriptures tonight. You know, the Bible teaches us that we can't look back. I mean, he explained in one place. He said, if you get a hold of the plow and look back, what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to do a lot of hurt. I mean, you don't. When the Lord saved you and you become a new creature, you're looking ahead. You're not looking at your past. The devil will bring all that up. But my thought tonight is, I'm not so much interested in what Jesus has done. I'm looking for what he wants to do. I'm looking to follow him. I don't want to. I mean, it is important what he has done, and so on and so forth at Calvary. But I don't want to spend a whole lot of time thinking about what he has done. I want to think about following him and see what he's up to. Now you'll see what I'm talking about here. Now let me lead in St. Matthew chapter number 4. You know this story here, and after Jesus was led up into the wilderness, and there he was tempted and all that. And then he come the baby. He put the devil in his place, and when he done that, the Bible said the angels came and ministered unto Jesus. This is where Jesus begins his ministry right here. And let me read verse number 18, and I'll let you sit down. St. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 18. The Bible said, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen." You may be seated tonight, and you notice here what Jesus, I mean, there's a lot that we could say tonight, but and I hope it'll be a help and a blessing to you after we get done tonight. I'm not so much interested in what Jesus has done, even though he's done great things. We ought to be interested in the direction that he's leading us here in Matthew 4. This is after the great temptation there in the wilderness, and Jesus been led out there and tempted, and you know, hadn't eaten nothing and probably weak physically, but he overcame by the word of God and the testimony, and thou shalt live not by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, and so on and so forth. But he goes down here, guys, don't you? to pay a close attention to these next few chapters here and the pattern that the Lord sets forth right here. So here he is. He goes down walking by the Sea of Galilee, and notice tonight where he's a walking. He's a walking by the seashore, and he's going to find some men down here they were fishermen, and they were casting their nets, and they were mending their nets. But I want you to look at verse number 19, when Jesus spake to these men, and he said unto them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishermen of men." And verse number 20 said, "And they straightway left their nets, and they done what? They followed him." Here was some men that had some occupations that made a living fishing. And the Bible said when the Lord called them, the Bible said they left everything they had and left it there on the bank, and they began to follow him. Now notice on that he goes on down and here finds the sons of Zebedee, James and John. And the Bible said in verse number 22, these men right here, the first ones there, they was throwing their nets out. But this second group of boys that he come to, they's fixing their net. No doubt it had holes in it, and they was trying to get it usable again. But anyway, in verse number 22, let me go on by just 21. He said, and going on from thence, he saw other two brothers, James and John, the son of Zebedee, and John's brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And the Bible said in 22, it said, and immediately, he said, they left the ship and their father and their daddy, and they followed him. And I noticed tonight here in the Word of God, here in the starting of the ministry of calling these men to be his disciples, just like me and you. Here he is on the Sea of Galilee, walking down the road one day, and he began to call Eugene. He began to call you Jody, and Willard, and Donnie, and Bill, and Buck, and Robert, and all of us. He began to call us. And you know what we done? We begin to follow him. And listen tonight, now when we begin to follow the Lord, I'm not interested in the way I used to live. I'm not interested in the way that I used to be. I want to be interested in what I am now. Why? Because I'm following the Son of God. And I want to show you some stuff tonight, how that God has laid this out. And then the Bible said right here, after these men begin to follow him, the Bible said that his fame went out throughout all the land. And they, in verse number 23, it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. In verse number 24, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And look here, after they had these men begin to follow him, and brother, when Jesus, think about this, they were there, they were present, they were seeing what the Lord was doing because of them following him. And he began to go in the synagogues and the places and preach about the kingdom of God and preach about concerning God and the things of God and the gospel of the kingdom, and he's healing people. And when his fame went all throughout, I noticed that in the start of 24, the Bible said, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torments, those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, he healed them. And verse number 25, he said, and and there followed him a great multitude from Galilee and Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. And now notice tonight, here he was, he came into this world, Matthew 1, 2, and 3, we see the birth, and we see all of that, and then all of a sudden we see, hear him starting the ministry of calling men, and they begin, and when they begin to call, when Jesus began to call these men, they begin to follow him, and here he goes into the synagogue, and Brother Danny's fame was being known throughout the country there, and they brought people in there that were sick, and lunatics, and palsy, and all different things, and he touched them, and Brother, and in doing that, the Bible said there was a great multitude that began to follow him. Now notice tonight, here in chapter number 5, and chapter number 6, and chapter number 7, you'll notice here tonight, that you'll see right here, all of it is written in red. All of it is the words coming out of the Son of God's mouth that are written there. But I want you to notice in chapter number 8, the Bible said, now here when he took his men up into the mountain there, and brother began to teach them and show them these things in these past 3 chapters. And notice tonight what he said in verse number 8, chapter number 1. He said, when they come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. Hey, tonight, I'm not so interested. Not disrespectfully or nothing like that. I'm not so much interested in where Jesus has been, but where he's headed. I believe tonight Jesus is not literally headed in a good way, in the right way. Hey, tonight we oughtn't to be concerned about where we've been and what Jesus has done. I tell you what we need to do. We need to just begin to keep on following the Lord, and I'll tell you what'll happen. We'll see others chosen, and they'll begin to follow. We'll see others touched and healed, and they'll begin to follow. I tell you tonight, in this Bible here, you read about men in the Word of God, and women as well, that Jesus touched their lives. And brother, you know what he said? And the Bible said, and they followed him. Hey, tonight, that's what makes up the multitude. When people begin and keep following the Lord. Hey, we can't look back and say, I wish we'd have done this, or I wish we'd have done that, or we should have done this and we should have done that. I tell you what we should do is not be so much concerned about what he's done. We ought to be more concerned about what he's doing. Following. Follow the Lord. You read this tonight. I've read this over and over and over and over and over and over. And you'll see here about the centurion. There's times in the Bible here that I like the centurion here. When he comes to him and said, I've got men of authority under me. I can say to this and do that. And I've got a whole bunch of Bible. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of it tonight, but you'll see your different occasions when people begin to follow the Lord, and multitudes begin to follow the Lord. Every now and then, there'll be somebody pop up that needs the Lord to go home with them. Hey, out there tonight, backslider. Hey, out there tonight. How do you think Bill got in? I tell you how he got in. Jesus followed Debbie home and got him stirred up and got him thinking about eternity and thinking about the things of God. Hey, Ruby, you took the Lord home with you. And the Bible said he followed him. Hey, times and tonight, beloved, praise God, we ought to be spiritually minded enough to know and to watch and see what direction the Lord's headed in. Hey, tonight, we ought to be excited about getting to follow the Lord. Lord. I don't know what he's up to, but I believe if we'll continue following him, you know what'll happen? We'll love our neighbor. And brother, we'll do what Romans said. And we'll do what the blessed old book said. If we won't be so wrapped up in the past and so wrapped up of what's happened, what used to be. I tell you what used to be. And brother, we need to look ahead and look forward and not be so focused on the past, but follow Jesus and see what he's up to. I was in there today at 15 or 10. Activity director said, "Chaplain, I hear today. Can you preach?" I said, "Well, I hope to think you can." And I just got to had about 10 minutes to get ready. And I got to thinking about this. I mean, I try to think, you know, try to get down where people's at. Get down where they're... Get out what's on their mind. It's like pastoring a church. I don't know. I just try to pray and I say, "God, I don't know what's on people's mind." And I mean, I know what's on my mind, and but I don't know what's on your mind. And that's why I can't understand why preachers can go from church to church to church and preach the very same message over and over. This broke records and reruns. Hey, I don't know what God's doing. I just try to follow him close enough. And I can hear him say what the need is. I got to thinking about them little old residents in there today. And God just nudged me out there in the maintenance shop. He said, "They're kind of like Gideon, ain't they? They're just marching around them tables and ain't saying nothing. They're just marching around them tables and they feel so inadequate. And they feel like nobody listens to them. And nobody cares. And there was a round table right there right behind me. And I marched around that thing. I said, don't say nothing, guys. That's what the devil wants. Hey, that's what the devil wants. For us to not say nothing. But there comes a time in the house of God and in the church, brother and sisters, when we march around that thing seven times and we hear the sound of the long blast of the trumpet, it's time to give God glory and praise and honor. Hey, it ain't about what he's done so much, but what he's going to do. There's walls out there that'll come down if we'll be interested enough in following the Lord.
Amen.
It was a, think about it, guys. You think about this. You go on down here and you read in the Bible. He got down there one time in that same multitude of following him. And old Philip, I believe it was, they was following him. And Jesus said, they said, "We've got to send them away, and there ain't no way we can, we've got enough money to go buy bread and feed this multitude. Now we can't do that." Jesus said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do, boys." He said, and that one of them spoke up that been following him close enough. One of them spoke up and said, "There's a lad here. He's been following me. And you know what that lad had? He had some fishes and a little bit of bread." And Jesus said this right here in Psalms 23. He said, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture." And notice what the Bible said. It was much grass there. And Jesus set him down. And Philip said, "Lord, what are we going to do? We ain't got no money." He said, "Well, 7 or 8 months of wages wouldn't pay for enough food for these fellas here to eat." And go back to honor, I believe it is, up over in the kings. Whether it was going to feed maybe 100 men, and they had 10 loaves. Barley, and David said back then, well, 10 loaves wouldn't feed 100 men. And here they said, "Well, 5 them little old loaves and the little fishes won't feed all these 5,000 men." Jesus said, "You've been following me long enough. Just sit them down in the grass and I'll show you." And he took that small bread and that fishes and he looked up to the Heavenly Father. He said, "Lord, you've always heard me." And God, he said, "Bless this bread and this fish." And brother, you know what he done? He set them down in the grass and he fed them. And you know what happened after he fed them? He said, "Boys, I can't help it. I've got to follow him." Hey, something about this man had got in the boat one time and the wind was boisterous. And when he calmed the wind, and you know what them men said? I can't believe it, boys. Even the wind obeys, boys. Look how calm that water is. Oh, Peter said, I believe I'll keep following him. John said, I believe I'll just keep following him. Hey, he said, you don't remember the 5,000 and the provision that I've made before. But I say tonight, if we follow him, we'll see great things. Well, I'm just going to look back. You ain't going to see much in. You're going to look back, you'll trip and you'll fall. But I want to look forward. There was another man in the Bible. His name was Levi. He's a tax collector. The Bible said he come by the old tax table that day. He looked at old Levi. He said, hey, get up there and follow me. You know what he done? He left her lock, stock, and barrel and began to follow him. Hey, you can read it all through the Bible where Jesus goes down through yonder. No, Nathaniel was over there. Andrew finding Nathaniel. He said, well, I know all about you over at that fig tree. And he said, well, how do you know I go over at the fig tree? He said, I'll tell you why I know it. I want you to follow me, guys. If we'll pay attention to the things of God, I believe we can follow him and follow him and follow him and follow him. And I tell you what, when he stops, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop in my tracks. He's up to something. That woman had an issue of blood, the crowd oppressing and oppressing and oppressing. And all of a sudden, what did he do? He stopped. And then Jeremiah said, Jesus, I was there touching you everywhere. What do you mean? He said, no, no, no. He said, there's one out there that's torn in the way it is, and she wants to follow me. Hey, go over in the graveyard where Legion was. You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to follow him. You know what Zacchaeus done? He took him home with him. But I'm saying tonight, guys, don't be so wrapped up in the things that's happened. Follow Jesus and see what's ahead. I'm looking for great things. I'm looking for old-fashioned altar prayer. I'm looking for the house of God to get excited about the direction that God's heading them in. I don't know what the Lord's up to, but you tell me tonight how God can take a bunch of poor people like us and works every day of our lives and works like mules and build a place to have homecomings and a place away from the church and then we can have fellowship and have a meal in and turn right around and build a 60-foot building out there and get all the food completely out of the basement. How do you tell me how? I tell you, how does that happen? And the church don't owe a dime on it and still got money. How does that happen? People following God and they got a vision of the church. Yeah. You ain't got one, you're looking back too much. Well, we used to do this and it used to be that and it used to be that. Well, look around. Look around now. Look around now. Church has empty. And I don't know, I'm wrestling with it every day. People used to come on Wednesday night, Pat. You remember when we first came down here, 7 or 8 years ago. People, we had as much on Wednesday night as we had on Sunday night. I pray God they get tired of me. Is it time for me to move on? What is it? I tell you what it is. People need to get their heart right with God and get the vision back in the church for people to be saved. And some of them need to get to the river to get baptized and look ahead. You can't look back and do nothing. You look behind you. If you get hooked up to the plow, you get hooked up. Jesus said this. Paul Reagan didn't say this. He said, if a man gets hooked up to the plow and look back, he cannot be my disciple. What do you mean? Evidently, he's looking behind him too much and he's not too interested in where I'm going. Follow me. Follow me and I'll make you fish. gospel of Jesus Christ to every man, woman, boy, and girl. And when Jesus knocks on their heart's door and says, and he says, follow me, you know what will happen? They'll be like Peter and James. They'll be like John and James. Hell, the sons of Zebedee. They'll waddle there now, lock, stock, and barrel, and they'll follow the Lord. Listen, I told you just years ago, coming to church ain't never nothing me and my wife ever discuss. We don't ask ourselves, are we going tonight? Are we going to go tonight? I tell you what we do. Whatever we're doing, we lay it down and get ready to go to the house of God and see which direction the Lord's heading the church in. People mad right now. Well, I don't know what the churches are doing. If you ain't never here, what do you expect? Well, I'm mad they don't ever tell me what's going on. Won't you come and see? Won't you come and see? We'll give you a personal invitation tonight. We have service 10 o'clock, 6 o'clock Sunday night, 3 nights a week. Quit looking back. Look ahead. Look ahead. Follow Jesus. And I tell you what, will happen every now and then. There'll be time we'll be a following him. And there'll be somebody get up enough courage to get out of the boat and walk on the water. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. We follow the Lord, somebody will get up one Sunday morning or one Sunday night, and boy, they go to walking on the water. And I know, God help me not to say that they're going to go down. And God help me to keep them up on top of it as long as I can. Support them, fan them, do whatever I can. And then when they go, start down, just run, run, run. And grab them and help them back up. And say, hey, let's follow Jesus. Hey, you follow him long enough. I tell you what he might do. He might turn the water into wine and follow him long enough. And you might get to see him cast out a devil. Follow him long enough. And you might get to see him heal a leper. Follow him long enough. And it might show you how to keep your lamp and oil and your lamps are burning. Don't look back. Be interested in following Jesus.
Amen.
When I first got saved, I had enough stuff in my house to be in jail. The devil, well, you can't go there. You can't do that. What are you going to do with all that? I'll tell you what I've done with it. I put it in a 55-gallon drum, burned it, got rid of it, and throwed it away, throwed it in the junkyard. I don't know if the devil said it or not, but I hope he did. I hope he said, uh-oh. It looks like he's going to follow Jesus. Hey, tonight, don't be so interested. I mean, I do love where he's been. I love the things that he's done for us here at the church. But I believe if we keep following him, I believe we'll see greater things. I believe this. I believe we'll see more multitudes come and say. I believe there'll be a harlot one day, just like he did down yonder chitter. Every time you find him, you'll see her at his feet crying and wiping the feet with her hair. I believe he followed him long enough, and there'll be people, brother, that have been in graveyards cutting themselves to lunatics, just like he said in the Word of God. I mean, when he went in them places, boys and girls, people followed him. I know some of them followed him for their gut, and some of them followed him for the food, and it got rough on them sometimes. A lot of them may turn back, but I'll guarantee you one thing tonight, that Jesus has never led me wrong. He never led me nowhere that he didn't have control. And if I follow him, we'll see greater things.
Amen.
I noticed that today, or the other day, you've been thinking about it. People get discouraged, and all they want to do is, well, it used to be like this, it used to be like that, or this church isn't doing that, this church is, that's not going to affect me. I'm going to come down here and follow the Lord just as close as I can and see what he's up to.
Amen.
And if I can get close enough to him, if he wants to go out yonder somewhere and tell me to stay awake for a hour, God help me to just stay on guard. I've been this morning, watch and pray. Enter not into temptation. But you don't know the day nor the hour. I'm saying tonight, God. of you sure did, some of you's not. When I first got saved during that first few years, I don't remember it was. I had no 74 Ford pickup, and I was going up the road, and I belched, and I looked over, and I said, excuse me, but I think I'll change that story right now. I ought to done this right here. I ought to been sitting over here, letting him drive, and said, excuse me. Hey, tonight, I'm in bodily clothes, and you can see what he's up to. You're going to listen tonight. We've been trying to open my glasses somewhere.
In an awful place.
We've been trying to have a memorial service Friday for Geneva that passed away. Geneva Kite, Geneva Moyers, passed away with COVID. Been planning this for a long time. We'll do it Friday, 2 o'clock, Lord willing. But I've never seen so much chaos. So much bickering and jealousy and need to do this and need to do that. And I'm looking at all this as leaders and I'm thinking, God help the church. God help us to know what to do. God help us to know what direction we're going. God help us to be all together and thinking about the same thing. Teddy Webb, I prayed with him at the hospital, and Lucy, I felt a heartbeat in his hand when I had a hold of it, and I don't know if it's mine or his. She said, what does it matter if we get the same heartbeat, the same mind, following the Lord close enough, we'll know where he's headed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'll follow him long enough one of these days. Listen, guys, what about that man he spit in his eyes, put made clay and spit in his eyes? What'd he say? What happened to you, boy? What happened to you, fellow? He said, I don't know. He makes spit and clay and put in my eyes, told me to go wash, and I went and I washed, and I don't know, you're going to ask me a whole lot of questions, but here directly, he's going to find me in the temple, and we're going to get to talking. I'm going to say, as the Messiah, when he comes, he'll do it. He said, well, son, you're the one that I'm talking to you right now. What did he glory, glory, glory? I believe what this Father did. I'm saying tonight, God, don't be so washed down. That's a getting bogged down. That's a discouraged and looking back. Just listen for the voice of God and begin to follow him.
Amen.
And if we'll follow him together, the multitude will get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice will get louder. And the invitation will get sweeter. Well, I hope I said something to Hickens. It's all God. When he called on them boys, they was working. And they followed him. And then he got to getting multitude, got to getting bigger. And the multitude got to follow him. And he got to feed the multitude, and they got to follow him more. So much in this, guys. Just look at the... Look at the scriptures and see the people that followed the Lord and what a difference it made in their lives. I mean, a lot of things in the Bible you can look at. Ruth and Naomi, what did they do? What happened to them? I don't know. Wherever you go, I'm going. Whatever your God tells you, I'm going to follow you. Following the Lord. What an exciting thing. You don't ever know where he's going, where he's headed. It's like up there at work. Well, I never thought at 10 o'clock I'd have been preaching this morning. But he nudged me a little. Got over the years up there, took two, one to the river and one to the baptistry, and baptized them. Why, how'd you do it? Just following the Lord. He'll do a lot of things in your life. You'll have to see it. I mean, who would have thought the things that God would have done in your lives, in my life, simply because we followed him? I've lagged behind. I've drugged my feet and everything else. But there's something got a hold of me. Said, you better get a little closer. You better go to following him. I'm not one of them holding them down people. I'm just a man like you are. But I know what it's like to follow him. When you follow him, you won't trip over stuff looking behind you. Praise the Lord. Walk with the Lord. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own and the love we share.